Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council and Campbell County Commissioners stand together. I'm Chris Brento with your news. The City Council and the Campbell County Commissioners and the Mayor have come out united against President Joe Biden's executive orders putting a moratorium on oil and gas leases on federal lands. Gillette Mayor Louise Carter King had this to say.
Wyoming, and in particular Gillette and Campbell County, have always led the way in working together to find the best solutions. Unilateral decisions, such as the proposed moratorium, goes against our very core values. Not only will this order threaten thousands of jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenues, but it also sets an adversarial tone from an administration that promised to work with both blue and red states. From the reaction of other Western states, it is readily apparent that the president did not consult anyone beyond his circle of influence.
Gillette politicians, including the Campbell County Commissioners and City Council, are expressing support for Governor Mark Gordon's efforts, along with other Western state governors, in order to discuss and develop an effective way to fight back against this. In the Senate, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso has taken on this very issue, in addition to the Keystone Pipeline shutdown. Here's Barrasso on the Senate floor, explaining how important the energy industry is to Wyoming and the rest of the country. Listen to this.
Wyoming has some of the largest reserves of energy in terms of resources anywhere in the country. In Wyoming, we produce 15 times more energy than we use in our state. It actually makes us the country's largest net energy supplier for the rest of the country. Energy production is the economic lifeblood of Wyoming. That's why it's remarkable when I see President Biden painting a target on the back of American energy. And that's what he has been doing with his executive orders, including today. Despite all of the talk about unity, one of the first things that President Biden has done in office is to directly attack energy-producing states like Wyoming.
Speaking of Wyoming's economic situation, the state's economy is slowly recovering from different economic woes, mainly caused by coronavirus mandates. The Wyoming unemployment rate fell from 4.8% in the month of December. This number fell from 5.1% in the month of November. This recovery is welcome news for the people in the state. Now, according to the Department of Wyoming Workforce Services, Campbell County's unemployment rate has risen from 3.1% to 5.2% in a year's time. Hey, were you listening to the show when my news was halfway done or I was signing off and you wanted to hear a story? Or maybe you're listening to the stream and you're like, darn, I want to hear that news again because Chris Brinnell is so awesome. Well, all you have to do is go to basinsradio.com. The full report is right there.